Living in God, living in good, begins absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Living in God, or living in good, begins absolute. Now, all of us have been interested in beginning to live in absolute consciousness. We think that that'd be a great thing. That's certainly a desire devoutly to be wished and to be followed, but it's not quite all that good. Living in good, or living in God, begins absolute. As we begin to live our life from a one-pointed point of view, we find that many things fade away. The variety that has been a spice of life is no longer there. We no longer have an enjoyment in the opposites to thoughts like good and bad and right and wrong. We no longer have any desire to think in those areas, and we release those areas. And you see, our world, our area, you might say, gets smaller and smaller. So, can you think of a being who thinks only good thoughts? Can you think of a being that has absolute, impeccable integrity? Wow! Can you think of a being who lives in their original purity? Their original purity and integrity? Can you imagine such a thing? What a wonderful experience that would be, we think. Now, it's true. It is a very wonderful experience. However, it is an experience that people do not climb toward. They do not want more eagerly than you could imagine. They just don't. Now, why do people not want that experience? Well, if you are inclined to go in the direction of that experience, then there is no place for judgment. There is no place for any kind of being touched by another person or another circumstance in life. There is no place for possession, because we are all, and all belongs to us, and all belongs to everybody else, and we're all enjoying it, and we have created ourselves, and we've created everyone else, and we created them without judgment. My goodness. You see, those are things that are so human. They are things that the human being aspires to, desires and enjoys. Those are things the human being wants to know and wants to experience and wants to live. And you see, when you do that, the lust of being a human being take you into the negative. Whereas the lust, if you can say that, for your spiritual self or for your divine self has no place whatsoever for human feelings, human attitudes, human expectations for being touched by the world or possessed of objects or judging right and wrong. You see, those are things that have no place anymore. And when they have no place anymore, then what takes their place? Honor, decision, joy, peace, harmony, right action, truth, integrity, sincerity, purity. And you see, when you live in that, we say, oh, this goody-goody person, oh, that goody-goody person, oh, that Pollyanna person. I've heard people say it so often to me, but that's Pollyanna thinking, and I could never allow myself to have Pollyanna thinking. Well, can you imagine, in our old traditional way of looking at God, that God would not be Pollyannish, that God would be positive in everything it does, as we used to think of God? And now, as we think of God as the allness, then God is both the good and the bad. But no, you see, in God, all is, and nothing is relative to one thing or another, so there is no good nor bad. There only is and is. And this makes the big difference when you're dealing in absolute. In dealing in absolute, there is no yes and no. There is only it does exist. And even that which doesn't exist exists because we think of that which doesn't exist, so therefore we give it existence. Sounds kind of strange and a logical syllogism that falls a little bit on its face, but it doesn't. It doesn't. To be able to think about something that doesn't exist gives it existence. To be able to think about negative things gives them existence for us and gives them reality for us, whereas in themselves they have no reality. They are the pure illusion that fades and goes away and has no substantiation about it, has no strength to it, has no reality to it. And the same goes for good. So when we think good thoughts, these thoughts have no substantiation to them. They go away. So what is it that we would think? We think only in is, only in that which is, that which exists, that which is eternal, immortal. But it is not something that has life because of something else attached to it. It is not a motion picture. It is not a continuity of thought or a continuity of ideas. It is a lone idea by itself, standing alone, ever alone, never related to anything else. And we say to ourselves, well, that certainly isn't an existence that we're familiar with. It's not something that we'd be comfortable with. It's not something that we would like to have, really. And that's true. And that's why humanity and humanness is made to be so desirable that we will cease to look for our divinity, that we will cease to claim our divinity once we have an inkling of where it is, once we recognize just a little bit of where it is. We do not claim it. We do not claim it because when we claim it, then we are no longer able to think negative thoughts. We are no longer able to have judgments. We are no longer able to possess. We're no longer able to be touched by anything. And we say, wow, wouldn't that be great? And the answer has to be, no, it wouldn't. It is the truth. It is our reality. But when we live in our reality, all the illusionary ideas of who and what we are fade away. All of the possession, which might be family, business, home, objects, all the possession ceases to exist. Ceases to exist. We have all these things as we think about them, we experience them, but we don't own them. There is no ownership. Whenever we think of it, it's there and it's ours to enjoy. Whenever we don't think of it, it's not there and it's not ours to enjoy it. It's sort of a funny thing, but that's what it is. It is just what it is. What are we? Living in God begins absolute. Living in good begins absolute. You see, when you live in good, you're no longer living in evil. You're no longer living in non-good. When you're living in good, you're no longer living in non-good. When you live in God, you no longer live in non-God. When you're living in absolute, you're not living in anything else at all, except each is that you think of at any time, by itself, in itself, as itself. It has no continuity, it has no connection to anything else. It's untouched, it's not possessed, it has no judgment, and it's one-pointed at all times. At all times, it is at one thought, the one direction, the one idea. And that's kind of exciting. But, as I keep repeating, it is really not all that much fun. And so, as we consider these things, we must consider, what is the result that we would like to have from this? Is the result that we would like to have from this a result of peace and goodness and wholeness and truth and love and honor and joy? Or is the result that we'd like to have from this just more human ways of looking at things? Just more humanity? And this is a perfectly acceptable decision to take either way. It really doesn't matter. One way, we live in what we already are, and in the other way, we constantly create illusions that amuse us and befuddle us both at the same time. And what is our choice? It doesn't matter. But whatever the choice is, your life is going to reflect that in every possible way. That's just the way it is. The Absolute Philosopher does not make decisions on life for us. It only reveals life for us and sort of helps us to understand what it's all about. Think on these things with us each day, and little by little, you'll come to understand what Absolute is all about. Have a good day. I love you. I love you. I love you.